While all this is going on, also here at One Bills Drive, Bills veterans have been here now in the second week of their voluntary off-season conditioning program. And among those here for some important off-season conditioning is our next guest, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, Kevin Elliott. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for coming on the air with us tonight. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Yeah, we've heard your name come up a lot over the last week or two. In particular, your teammate E.J. Manuel mentioned to us on the radio show last week that you were among the group that worked out with him and about a half dozen other guys down in Florida a couple weeks ago, huh?
Oh, yes, sir, man. We all got together. You know, we had a chance to, you know, just run routes and, you know, get together and talk outside of football and you know, get that chemistry going on a little earlier.
Well, Kevin, as I look at it and you look at the roster, and even before the draft, of the 75 on the roster, by my count, there were about one dozen, just about 12 receivers on the roster. That kind of makes, I would think, for a pretty crowded receivers room these days, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We don't have any more seats available, so.
We better make note. Yeah, you better let people know that before the draft. No more seats in the room.
Exactly.
But tell me about that. And I was looking at the receiving roster and some of the guys in there. And, you know, obviously there's various sizes and shapes of different receivers. But you are among a group of very big wide receivers. I mean, they got you listed at 6'3", 205. But, man, you look down that list, Chris Summers, 6'5", Cordell Roberson, 6'4", Brandon Kaufman, who may be running with the tight ends now anyway, 6'5". There's some big wide receivers on this roster, including you right now, right?
Oh, yes, sir. They definitely pushed to get bigger receivers this year. And, you know, that was a team that that was a focal point that I think we needed. And, you know, I'm just ready to come and play my role. If that's my role, then I love to play that role as a big receiver.
I didn't even mention Ramsey Barden, who's 6'6", and Marcus Easley, 6'2", and got all that special teams work. You need big guys, right? Big receivers are at a premium now in the NFL. It's just the way the game has evolved, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's good to have balance. Obviously, we got speed guys and T.J. Graham and Marquise Goodwin and, you know, Stevie and and Robert, they're pretty good size as well. And, you know, it's always good to have a big receiver to complement all the other receivers as well.
Kevin Elliott, our guest, Bills wide receiver, is working out at the voluntary offseason conditioning program and trying to come back from a pretty serious knee injury. I recall the injury, Kevin. It was against Minnesota, second preseason game last August, and there was no contact involved, right? What happened that day, that game?
Yeah, I was just running down on kickoff, and I planted to cut across my man's face, and my knee just buckled on me. Like, I knew as soon as it happened. So I was pretty bummed that day. I was more furious than hurt at the time. But, you know, I settled down and became one with the fact, you know, everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I just put a lot of time into getting back right, getting back to normal.
Almost immediately they put you on injured reserve. What was last year, last fall, like for you then when you were on IR? Did you stay here in Buffalo and work out? Did you go home to Florida? What did you do?
Yeah, I had my surgery down in Miami, Florida, and I stayed down there the whole season. Besides the last four games of the season, I came back to Buffalo. But it was real tough, man, watching football for a whole year and not being able to be out there with my teammates and, you know, just have fun and just compete with them. So it was real tough, and I can tell you this, I got a lot of emotion, a lot of anger built up for 1 year just watching football that I can't wait to let out on the field this year.
Who you angry at?
I'm not so much angry at anybody, but, you know, it's just a lot of things built up just watching football and not being able to play.
Was that really your first serious injury, Kevin, in your football career?
No, I tore my – I dislocated my elbow – and my senior year in high school, that was pretty serious. But other than that, then, yeah, that was my most serious one.
We're on the line with Kevin Elliott, Bills wide receiver. I read a quote, Kevin, where you told someone that being out all last year and being on your reserve, as angry as you might have been, gave you a chance to maybe reassess, you know, what your body could do and what you wanted to do with your body moving forward. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely, man. I learned a lot about my body. I learned a lot about how the body works. And, you know, I got a chance to actually rebuild my legs from the ground up, both of them, and, you know, just get them stronger and work on different focal points that I felt like I was weak at as far as my hips and my hamstrings. So I definitely got a chance to get to know my body, and I definitely feel a lot faster than, or I will be a lot faster than I was before I tore my ACL last year.
You mentioned how you were throwing with EJ Manuel, but I also read, did you rebuild your knees in the same like rehab center where EJ was in Florida during this offseason?
Yes, sir. We both work out at Bomarito's Performance Center down in Miami, and every Tuesday and Thursday we will get together and just run routes, you know, get to know each other on and off the field and getting that chemistry down. So it was definitely a blessing in disguise.
What is your take on EJ? You know, even tonight on the show, people aren't sold on him, some of the fan base, Kevin. What do you think about EJ as he approaches this second year?
I mean, you can't teach effort and hard work. And he's definitely focusing on the little things right now, and he wants to get better. That's the thing that, you know, I think we're all happy with him. And, you know, that was his rookie year. And I believe he'll definitely be a lot more confident, and he'll settle down this year, and we have a really good year.
Kevin Elliott, our guest, Bills wide receiver, as he comes back from a serious knee injury a year ago, came on to the NFL out of Florida A&M University and had some great production there, not just on offense, but you were pretty much a special teams standout at Florida A&M, weren't you, Kevin?
Yes, sir. You know, I got a little defensive side to me, and the coaches really wanted me to take me off kickoff, but I love running down there and, you know, making plays for my team. So they kept me on there, and I took pride in, you know, being the first one down and disrupting a lot of plays other teams were trying to run.
And that's what you were doing when you got hurt here last August, I guess, too, right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kevin, what you had the 1 year you went as an undrafted free agent with Jacksonville and actually played, most of the season coming out of college, right, in your first year in the NFL, 2012. You caught 10 passes that 1 year, right?
Yes, sir. I started every game on special teams and also got a chance to play receiver as well. And definitely played a lot more than a lot of people expect, especially my first year.
What did you learn from that you bring now to trying to win a roster spot here with the Buffalo Bills?
That this league is definitely a business, and that's how you got to approach it. I mean, I took every day, my mindset is every day I have to make a play or do something to have the coaches believe that I deserve to be on this team, and that's been my mindset since I left Jacksonville. And I believe that's going to carry me for many more years in the NFL.
Kevin, that period last year when you were hurt and rehabbing the knee, did you have much contact with the Bills, either coaches or players? I mean, did they check in on you, see how the rehab was going?
Yes, sir, most definitely. I mean, just us, the receivers, we have a group chat with each other, so we talk to each other every day. And, you know, Coach Marrone and the receiver coach, they will call me a lot of times. And, you know, that was very humbling to hear the coaches, you know, want to see me get better, and especially when they put me IR, that just gave me more motivation as to add a fuel to the fire.
So now you come back, you've been here for a week or so, going through the voluntary off-season conditioning. How does your knee feel, and how have you been keeping busy here at the complex in the mornings when you guys are here?
Oh, the knee feels real stable right now, and I believe I'm in the phase at where I'm trying to get my strength back to where it was. And the coaches with their weight training program right now is definitely helping me out. And, you know, we've been putting in a lot of good work and actually just been, you know, just hanging around, just getting the feel, man. It feels good to be back around my teammates. It feels good to be back in the Bills facility around actual football instead of just doing rehab every day.
Yeah, and you guys, I guess you don't do football plays or drills. It's mostly conditioning work. But you do spend time in the classroom, right, in the time that you're here in the mornings?
Yes, sir. We have meetings every day for about an hour and a half.
And it's a new receiving coach. Tell me what your impressions are of Rob Moore replacing Ike Hilliard as a receivers coach.
Yeah, you can tell he has a lot of insight on the game because he's actually played receiver in the NFL. So he has a lot of wisdom that, you know, we're all listening and taking in. And he seems like, you know, he's just ready to go. He's ready to change the team around and make us better, and we're all in. Anything that has to do with getting us better, you know, we're locked in and we're ready to go.
Hey, Kevin, I can tell over the last couple of months that you have people rooting for you in the organization, teammates, coaches. Why do you think that is? People mention your name as someone, you know, don't overlook Kevin Elliott. Don't go to sleep on Kevin Elliott. Why do you think that is?
I mean, I believe hard work doesn't go unnoticed, and that's what I built my brand on, my body on, and I'm not shying away from hard work. And, you know, you can't teach effort, and that's something I take pride in. And, you know, I guess the coaches and the players see that. you know, I just want to do anything I can to help the team. And as far as me getting on the field, I believe I'll definitely help this team out.
Will you watch the draft next week, and will you, you know, lose any sleep over who the Bills pick if they happen to choose a big wide receiver in the draft next week?
Not at all. I can't control that. You know, I'm worried about what I can control, and whoever they pick is going to have to strap up the cleats and outwork me.
Well, Kevin, we wish you a lot of luck on that, and we'll see you around the building here. Thank you very much for coming on the air with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, man.
Okay, Kevin Elliott, Bills wide receiver, a product of Florida A&M. He had the 1 year where he played quite a bit, special teams, he said, with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Bills signed him late in 2012. I think they wanted to get a good look at him last summer in camp, and then he got hurt in the second preseason game against the Vikings, spent the entire year on injury reserve, healthy again, you heard him say that, and ready to resume his quest for a roster spot. 12 receivers on the Buffalo roster. Right now, before the draft. That seems like a lot. Some of them with very good size. Kevin Elliott among that group, good size wide receivers, but Ramsey's Barden, 6'6". He's got NFL experience. Chris Summers, a first-year man, 6'5". Marcus Easley, you know about him, going into his fourth year at 6'2". There's some good size wide receivers on this Bills roster. Kevin Elliott stands alongside them. And, you know, Cordell Roberson, another first-year guy, 6'4". Kevin Elliott, as we said, 6'3". Mike Williams, 6'2". Some good-size wide receivers trying to win jobs, and who knows what they come out of the draft with when it comes to receivers as well.